above the law. Our outlaw motorcycle gangs established the world's biggest criminal empire. Written by Ross Coulthard and Duncan McNabb, and read by Michael Carman. In the decades since the Angels' arrival in 1982, Sturgis has become the place where the leaders of the world's outlaw motorcycle gangs can meet and discuss their club's international business affairs, their mutual ventures and problems. As one biker insider, currently in witness protection, so we'll call him Winchester, observed, "These gangs, like the Hells Angels, Bandidos, Outlaws and Mongols, have the public perception they hate each other. But in fact, everyone is doing business behind the scenes." If nothing else, bikers are a pragmatic bunch. That business, Winchester explained, covered who pays, how, what deals you're into. The deals come predominantly out of Europe and run to Canada and then America. But the Americans often have their own versions of the same scam. Insiders like Winchester acknowledge that many who attend biker rallies, like the one in Sturgis, are people who share a passion for their Harleys. But, he says, if you're in the organised crime business, it's a cover to be able to do business. Everyone is watching to make sure the bikers don't fight. Apologists say they're just bike enthusiasts from around the world. They do share a common interest, and that's bikes, but they also share a common interest, and that is to make money, illegally, in the simplest possible way. It's just a front for the crime business. Law enforcement agencies around the world have finally acknowledged the threat posed by these gangs. The first file, opened by Europol, the European Police Office, when it was established in 1998, was on the crime activities of outlaw motorcycle gangs. In 2009, the FBI acknowledged that the gangs presented a serious national domestic threat and were highly structured criminal organisations. In Australia, the head of the Australian Crime Commission reckoned the gangs presented a greater threat than terrorism. Yet, despite the threat they pose, the bikers continue to plan their national and international business at Sturgis unimpeded.